What is going on, everybody? I am Jackson.
And I am Tristan.
And today on the Morning Cup, we are switching it up a little bit and we are going with cold brew coffee.
You know how much we love cold brew. We consider it Cafe Rica's specialty. And so today you're like, you know what? Let's change it up on the Morning Cup. So we decided, since we've been putting all these other fully roasted bags, pouring them over, being consistent for over a year on what we were putting to the test, we're going to do cold brew, and it's the cold brew series, starting off with La Colombe. There's two we got going on here, and a Starbucks, all unsweet, black. We're really going to get the flavor notes to see what is going on in the cold brew world other than Cafe Rica.
We wanted to start with these because these are accessible to everyone. You can get them at the store. We got these at Meijer. And they're just very easily accessible and generally pretty good.
Yeah.
Nationwide, they're pretty decent cold brews. I guess we'll really see. But usually they're pretty well known as being the best of the national brands of cold brew that you can get.
Yeah, I mean, they're big brands for a reason. They have to be doing something right. Consumers love them. So let's put the Starbucks to the test first. What do we got on this cold brew?
So this is Starbucks cold brew. It says it's a premium coffee drink. It is one bottle of 11 fluid ounces, unsweetened. I'm a little interested in why there's 15 calories in this.
Why?
Because that seems to be a high amount for just coffee with nothing in it. It's not a high amount of calories, but like ours was very low.
Ours has 15 calories in it.
Does it?
Well, those have less.
These have less?
Yeah. These have 5.
Okay. Per serving. 12-ounce serving.
Good to know that there is a difference. So this could be a concentrate. I don't think it is. I think this is a ready-to-drink.
Yeah.
So it might be in the brew process. So right off the bat, that could tell you does it have a caffeine content? That could tell you maybe it's got more caffeine, which is obviously calories are just energy. So
this does not seem to me to have a caffeine content.
Okay,
no, don't see it.
I'm going to see if I can get some more information online. I don't see any of the caffeine content online either. But it says, made from our special blend of beans carefully selected for cold brewing, this black coffee is super smooth with subtle chocolate notes. Interesting. It is inspired by a slow, steep coffee your baristas brew in-store and now available for grab-and-go cases. So, my first thought is, if it is a chocolatey kind of notes, we're going to be traveling to Central and South America today.
Generally where you get traditionally chocolatey coffee notes from Central America. Some Indonesia coffees also have chocolatey notes. But more often than not, it's Central American coffee.
Yeah, so a little bit about cold brew. If it is a true cold brew, and the definition of cold brew is simple. The coffee is never heated up. So when it's brewing, you're not experiencing any heat added to the coffee. And also, I believe to maintain its true cold brew, there is no heat added at all to the process, which means you'll have to refrigerate these. So if you do see a shelf-stable cold brew, that is something to maybe look into if you are seeing if it is fully cold brew. One of the benefits of cold brew is the acidity is lower since there is no heat added to it. It's a little bit more smoother. Depending on if it's a concentrate or how concentrated it is, depends on if there is maybe more caffeine. A lot of people, when they hear cold brew, they're like, oh, it's got more caffeine in it. Not necessarily. If it's a nitro, that doesn't mean there's more caffeine either. That just means it's infused with nitrogen to create a nice creamy head on top. So just a couple of the things to look out with cold brew when you're shopping for cold brew.
Yeah, so this says right here, we started with a premium blend of beans specially selected to brew without heat, creating a taste that's smooth with subtle cocoa notes and balanced flavors. Refrigerate after opening.
Yeah. So refrigerate after opening, that's, I'm going to assume there is some sort of pasteurization process.
Or some, yeah. Something was done to make this shelf stable. Because this is, the best by drink date is February 14th, 2022.
Okay, so you're getting a pretty good shelf life on that. So it does have a good sniff to it.
It's for sure a cocoa.
It's a cocoa. It's a cold brew. I think cold brews tend to have this weird, not weird, but like just a little bit more subtle, richer smell to it too.
Yeah, I think so too.
Did you already give it a taste?
I did.
Oh, he already did the first sip.
I did the first sip.
New series. You know, we're just throwing out all the rules.
Throwing the rules out. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, let's just cheers. Let's get a taste. And so there's not. It's just coffee and cold brew, or coffee and water.
Yeah. Ingredients: cold brew, Starbucks, coffee, water.
Okay. Interesting. The cocoa definitely comes through.
I get a very pronounced cocoa flavor. If you would have told me that this was a mocha cold brew, I would believe you.
Mm-hmm. 1,000%. It tastes almost near what their Frappuccinos would taste like if there was no milk.
Yeah.
The bottle ones at the store, not the ones
in the shop.
The ones that are in the liquid form. It's got a really pronounced cocoa taste. I'm really impressed with the amount of flavor notes coming in. Smoothness. It's a little dry. I get a real bitter mess on my tongue.
It's like cocoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like almost
dry like that too.
Yeah.
If I don't want to say it's gritty because I know it's not, because I'm gonna have to, you know, with the quality control Starbucks has, this is filtered several times, but I do get a gritty mouthfeel to it.
It's very clean.
Yeah, it's clean. Not like I said, it's filtered several times, but I get a dry grittiness because of that cocoa flavoring. Not flavoring, but you like the tasting notes. It leaves you having that mouthfeel of a hot cocoa with like Baker's chocolate. Baker's chocolate Baker's is what chocolate. I would say this
yeah,
is.
Yeah, Baker's chocolate. Chocolate.
There's no sweetness at all. It's just the chocolatey, kind of bitter flavor. I mean, this is good.
Yeah, this is pretty solid. It's
very one-dimensional. It is just cocoa.
Yeah, you can definitely tell that this is probably a Colombian, Costa Rican, like I said, Central Southern American coffee. It's pretty. It might even be a blend. Of those countries, I would say it's probably pretty consistent. The color of the coffee definitely resembles a Central South American coffee. It's got a very, you know, standard coffee look to it. Yeah.
I would have to imagine this is not a single origin, or else they would have said it was, because yeah. I would say it was if it was a single origin. So I'm sure it's just a blend of some South American, Central American coffees.
Maybe a Mexican coffee.
Yeah.
We're in that corridor of the world. For sure. That's without a doubt. You know, I think we should give this the good old rating, right? I mean, obviously packaging and all that, we're gonna throw it out.
Because I think, yeah.
I think we'll go with taste. Aromatics are gonna be generally the same.
I can't say it's a six.
I can't say it's a six either. Unless you say it's an eight. and sell it.
can't run the game like that.
Okay. This is a new show. We're evolving on the spot. Haven't even consulted with Jack. Let's go with smoothness, taste, and we'll start with those two for now. On the smoothness scale, I would give this one probably definitely an 8. I thought it was pretty smooth. There was a little bit of a bitter taste to it.
It's very drinkable.
Very drinkable.
So I would also give the smoothness an 8. I can't get over that like gritty mouthfeel, but it's not actually there.
Yeah.
It's not like it's an unfiltered drink. That's more of the taste and the flavor. So yes, I'm going to give smoothness an 8.
Yeah.
And then flavor?
Flavor?
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to give it a 6.
Yeah. I was impressed with the flavor that you get. It is true to what it is. So it's beery. Let me go through what my thought is before I give you the answer. Like Jackson said, it's very one-dimensional. I can't get over that bitterness. That it's just
it's kind of overwhelming.
Yeah, the cocoa up front taste is there, but if you've ever had Baker's chocolate or like cocoa cacao powder,
you don't want to eat it.
Right. It's giving me that feeling. So I'm going to give it a 5.
5?
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, I agree with that. So rethinking that. So also, I feel like there's reasoning for it. So most people in general who have not gotten into specialty coffee, I would have to say, are going to really enjoy this because this tastes like coffee.
Yeah.
It tastes like a chocolatey coffee. And most people like to put creamer in this. So if you put some creamer in this, you'd get a chocolatey, creamy coffee that you're going to generally like. And it has all of the traditional coffee flavor notes that you're going to get, which to me, a little bit bland. But that's because we are partial to higher quality specialty coffee that gives you those other flavor profiles. So yes, I think a 5 is where it's at. It's a good cold brew. You're in a pinch, you're at the store, and you want some cold brew, get this. You're going to like it. It's going to be good. It's a high-quality product because it's coming from a high-quality place. Say what you want about Starbucks coffee.
They're consistent.
Their production is consistent.
I don't know about the strength level on this. I'm concerned that they didn't. A major corporation that has access to labs, I would assume, would put the strength on there. So I'm going to assume it's probably a little lower, more weaker side. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that comes out to a 6.5 out of 10.
Solid.
It's pretty fair. Solid. So, you know, I think it's right where it needs to be. It's a solid, good starter cold brew. You'll definitely enjoy cold brew if you pick this up first.
Yeah.
All right, so 6.5 out of 10. That's what's going on with the Starbucks coffee. Also, check out The Rain, the showing this weekend at Festival Market Square.
The 22nd, Friday. Event starts at 7:30. Showtime is 8:30. There's going to be food trucks. We're going to have Serious Dogs and Locos Tacos food truck. There's going to be beverages, adult and not adult. And there's going to be popcorn,
heaters,
and axe throwing. Battle Axe, Penetrator Events is going to be there with a mobile axe throwing unit. And that is going to be free with your admission.
Yeah. So come check us out this Friday, the 22nd, at 7:30. See you there.
Take it easy.